Kashtanka by Anton Chekhov, translated by Constance Garnett. Part 1. Misbehavior. A young dog, a reddish mongrel between a dachshund and a yard dog, very like a fox in face, was running up and down the pavement, looking uneasily from side to side. From time to time she stopped and, whining and lifting first one chilled paw and then another, tried to make up her mind how it could have happened that she was lost. She remembered very well how she had passed the day, and how in the end she had found herself on this unfamiliar pavement. The day had begun by her master, Luka Alexandrich's, putting on his hat, taking something wooden under his arm, wrapped up in a red handkerchief, and calling, "Kashtanka, come along!" Hearing her name, the mongrel had come out from under the work-table, where she slept on the shavings, stretched herself voluptuously, and run after her master. The people Luka Alexandrich worked for lived a very long way off, so that before he could get to any one of them, the carpenter had several times to step into a tavern to fortify himself. Kashtanka remembered that on the way she had behaved extremely improperly. In her delight that she was being taken for a walk, she jumped about, dashed, barking after the trains, ran into yards, and chased other dogs. The carpenter was continually losing sight of her, stopping and angrily shouting at her. Once he had even, with an expression of fury in his face, taken her fox-like ear in his fist, smacked her, and said emphatically, "Plague take you, you pest!" After having left the work where it had been bespoken, Luka Alexandrich went in to his sister's, and there had something to eat and drink. From his sister's he had gone to see a bookbinder he knew, from the bookbinder's to a tavern, from the tavern to another crony's, and so on. In short, by the time Kashtanka found herself on the unfamiliar pavement, it was getting dusk, and the carpenter was as drunk as a cobbler. He was waving his arms and, breathing heavily, muttered, "In sin my mother bore me. Ah, sins, sins. Here now we are walking along the street and looking at the street lamps. But when we die we shall burn in a fiery Gehenna." Or he fell into a good-natured tone, called Kashtanka to him and said to her, "You, Kashtanka, are an insect of a creature and nothing else. Beside a man you are much the same as a joiner beside a cabinet-maker." While he talked to her in that way, there was suddenly a burst of music. Kashtanka looked round and saw that a regiment of soldiers was coming straight towards her. Unable to endure the music, which unhinged her nerves, she turned round and round and wailed. To her great surprise, the carpenter, instead of being frightened, whining and barking, gave a broad grin, drew himself up to attention, and saluted with all his five fingers. Seeing that her master did not protest, Kashtanka whined louder than ever, and dashed across the road to the opposite pavement. When she recovered herself, the band was not playing, and the regiment was no longer there. She ran across the road to the spot where she had left her master, but alas, the carpenter was no longer there. She dashed forward, then back again, and ran across the road once more. But the carpenter seemed to have vanished into the earth. Kashtanka began sniffing the pavement, hoping to find her master by the scent of his tracks, but some wretch had been that way just before in new rubber galoshes, and now all delicate scents were mixed with an acute stench of India rubber, so that it was impossible to make out anything. Kashtanka ran up and down, and did not find her master, and meanwhile it had got dark. The street lamps were lighted on both sides of the road, and lights appeared in the windows. Big fluffy snowflakes were falling and painting white the pavement. The horses' backs and the cabmen's caps, and the darker the evening grew, the whiter were all these objects. Unknown customers kept walking incessantly to and fro, obstructing her field of vision and shoving against her with their feet. All mankind Kashtanka divided into two uneven parts, masters and customers. Between them there was an essential difference. The first had the right to beat her, and the second she had the right to nip by the calves of their legs. These customers were hurrying off somewhere and paid no attention to her. When it got quite dark, Kashtanka was overcome by despair and horror. She huddled up in an entrance and began whining piteously. The long day's journeying with Luka Alexandrich had exhausted her.